Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version for Friday, April 30th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. An anti-conversion bill in Bangladesh could hurt outreach. Mission workers may find obstacles in getting visas to Israel. And the gospel comes to a forgotten people in Uganda. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. We begin today in Bangladesh, where a national strike has crippled the country, a predominantly Muslim nation. The nationwide strike is aimed at forcing early elections. And while the strike is a concern, Gospel for Asia's K.P. Yohannan says they're also concerned about a proposed anti-conversion bill.
If this present government continue with the agenda and bring about this anti-conversion bill, surely for the work of God, for Gospel for Asia or any other group, we're going to have some great difficult time. And we are praying that God will intervene at this situation.
Yohannan says persecution is also on the increase, but their work continues.
We have 75 strong missionaries in the country and 2 Bible colleges. By the grace of God, we have seen 42 new churches planted in the last 12 months.
Bibles and other Christian literature are needed to help equip new believers. We turn next to the Middle East, where the Voice of the Martyr says getting a visa to serve as a Christian worker in Israel is becoming difficult. They're reporting that many visa renewals are being delayed or extended for only a few months. And that means that workers have to decide between being an illegal alien or risking future admission. Pray that these difficulties will be resolved and that Christian ministries in Israel would not be adversely affected. You're listening to Mission Network News. The United States confronts tumultuous times, including the war in Iraq, uncertain economic conditions, and historic unemployment rates. In response, millions will let freedom ring during the 53rd annual National Day of Prayer, May 6th. American Missionary Fellowship's Ed Henderson says they're modeling response by hosting a community prayer breakfast.
We'd like to focus the community on issues that the nation is facing, and just the moral condition in the U.S. today, and the great need for us to be dedicated to evangelizing and discipling, trying to reach people who are not under an evangelical influence.
Henderson explains that encouraging spiritual vitality is at the heart of their mission.
We believe this is a great opportunity for us to touch some of our local leaders and state leaders with prayer, praying specifically for their needs, and the response has been very positive.
Meanwhile, nationals are taking ownership in the Great Commission. Those are the words of Dr. David Shibley, president and founder of Global Advance. It's an organization that's empowering church leaders in global evangelism, discipleship, and church planting. Shibley says that doesn't mean that Western workers are off the hook.
I believe Christians in the West have a role to play, and that there will always be a need for Western missionaries. Those whom we send should see that our agenda now is something of a junior partner. You'll have to take the Great Commission out of my Bible for me to believe that we in the West are somehow exempted from going.
Shibley says prayer should be a part of every Christian's arsenal.
I believe that the great intercessory prayer movement that we're involved in here in the United States should wrap its arms around the world. And as we do, I believe that the Lord will certainly honor our prayers.
And recently, in the remote areas of Uganda, an Audio Scripture Ministries team began a new distribution project to the Eek people. They're bringing Tape Talk 2 players, the Gospel of John, a cassette, and various other items for meeting needs. The translation of larger scripture portions continues indirectly with translators working in the U.S. and a national helper in Uganda. Pray for the Lord's protection every inch of the way and for God's anointing as they deliver this precious cargo in each Eek village. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can sign up for our daily email updates on our website at missionnetworknews.org. And while you're there, request a free copy of the DVD, The Call to Harvest from Gospel for Asia. You can also request it by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's a sacrificial story of the work of the Indian Nationals and their incredible results. That's The Call to Harvest at 1-800-995-4828. I'm Ruth Bliss.